This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
He's here, ready to take your phone calls, everything that's happening in the garden world throughout the season. For any reason, if you need a question answered, Doug Oster every Sunday hosting the show that is his, The Organic Gardener. DougOster.com. Our number is 866-391-1020. And we begin by giving you an opportunity to win a $25 gift certificate at that amazing place that is Sorgles out in Wexford. That number is 412-922-1020. So without further ado, doing cartwheels because the Stones are going to tour again and they're coming to Philadelphia. I almost called you on Thanksgiving Day. I said, no, I'm going to let them sleep or do whatever. Are they ever going to stop touring?
Eventually they have to.
Unbelievable.
They never say the last tour, but I've been saying, oh, since 1989, this has got to be the last one.
I'll tell you, their new music sounds good. They look good.
I like that new album, and I'm looking forward to trying to find those special tickets that I find real cheap. So,
well, you got an inside track.
No, I don't. I'm doing the same thing everybody else would. They just don't know how to look. So
when are they going to be in Philly?
I'm going to Cleveland. I'm going to do Cleveland and see what else we can come up with on the dates. But, you know, how much longer can it be? My God.
That's like, in your gardening terms, like a perennial. Just when you think they're gone, they come back, right? We have a lot to get to today. Plus, he's got a special guest waiting in the wings. So let's get right to Doug Oster, DougOster.com.
Well, I have an amazing surprise guest today after the first segment. And in fact, it's the craziest compost story you've ever heard. But since we have a guest at 7:15, if you need me to answer a question right off the bat, just give me a call and we'll get to you in the first segment here. It's 866-391-1020. And Thanksgiving weekend, and I can't tell you how thankful I am for so many different things this year, but especially thankful for being able to spend time in the garden. I talked a little bit about it last week, but this hellebore. It's called Helleborus niger, and it's just starting to bloom now, and it's just filled with buds. And imagine having a plant that is starting to bloom at the end of November and will go through most of the winter, depending on the winter. Last winter when we had that minus 22, those flowers were gone. But I'm just thankful to have a garden, to be able to be out in the garden, still planting. In fact, our surprise guest came over to get some of that good Janoski's garlic. We're still planting garlic out there. And I did have a question from my friend Chuck, who lives in Apollo, about growing garlic in containers. And we've talked about it at length. But he thought, well, what if I put it in the garage? And I said, well, that's not a bad idea. I keep mine out in the garden. You know, most of the time when I'm planting bulbs in containers, I keep them in the garage. I don't want them to have all that snow and all that wet rain, and they might rot. But the garlic seems to do fine. But I told him, well, give it a try. Experiment with putting half of it in the garage and then half of it in containers out in the garden and see how it goes. Because if it goes really well by being in the garage, I might change and do it that way. Now, next Sunday, come see the Gardening Santa at Hahn Nursery from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's absolutely free. There's rarely ever a line. You bring families, kids, pets. Santa does a lot of pets, and you get a free picture with Santa. You shoot the picture, or somebody from Hahn will shoot the picture for you on your camera, and we have so much fun. And Santa has a special gift for all the good gardeners who come. Santa has a wide variety of unique tomato seeds to give away from his private collection from the North Pole. So next Sunday, 11 to 3, Hahn Nursery, come see Santa and get some free, really cool tomato seeds, maybe some other seeds too. This week, I went and did some pictures at the Winter Flower Show at Phipps, and man, it is awesome. Not only that, the inside the conservatory, but that winter light garden outside is a cool thing for kids because it's got, well, not just kids, but it's got all these unique, different shaped orbs and stuff. It's really cool. I enjoyed the show immensely. And we talked about it when we interviewed Jordan Molino, who designs those shows. Go, if you're going to go in the late afternoon, you know, and then see it with daylight, and then as we get to 4:30, 5 o'clock, go through again at night. It's really nice, and then you go outside into that winter light garden, and they have hot chocolate out there you can buy, and it's really cool. And then last night, I went to Dazzling Nights at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, and that is amazing. I have a video up right now at DougOster.com for last year's Dazzling Nights, and it's different this year, but there are some things that are similar. I'm working on the video. I'll have that up in a couple days. I'll probably post a picture today on Facebook, and I've got lots of pictures from Phipps on Facebook, so you can take a look at what's going on there. But Dazzling Nights, and a couple of my friends were there last night, and we talked about it. You're walking 2 miles through the woods, and they've got all these music and cool lights going together, and actually the thing that I thought was really cool, they have these giant balls, like it looks like they've got like foil around them, and you can get into this little kind of pen and push them around, and the kids were having a ball doing that. It's interactive. It's in its second year, and it's really getting popular. It's very cool. That's out at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, which is about 5 minutes from IKEA. The other thing I did this week is I planted paper whites. I love paper whites. I know it is a controversial subject, as people sometimes can't stand the way they smell. My wife does not like the way paper whites smell when they bloom, but to me it smells like spring. They're little white daffodils indoors. And I always was taught that paper whites were one and done, that you put them in, they bloom, and then you just toss them into the compost. But they'll do the same thing like an amaryllis if you treat them the same way. And so right now they're starting to sprout up. They're getting their roots going. These are inside in a container. They'll bloom, and then they'll be done. And now you treat them like a houseplant until we get to about August, and then stop all watering and let them go dormant. And then 6 weeks later, 8 weeks later, they'll start to kind of sprout again on their own, and then give them some water, and they'll do it again the next year. So every year, and I've got several different versions of the paper whites as far as their age. I've got last year's and the year before that are all popping up now. And so the house is going to be smelling like paper whites, which might not be a good thing. Now, people have been asking me for a long time when I'm doing these trips to do one in the States. And so I have one coming up this summer, this August, so kids can come and teachers can come and people that have summer vacations can come. We're seeing all the national parks out west, Grand Canyon, Lake Powell, Zion, Bryce Canyon. We're going to go to Salt Lake City, Jackson Hole, Grand Teton, Yellowstone, see Old Faithful, Crazy Horse Memorial, Mount Rushmore, and much, much more. It's a 12-day trip. I've been having so much fun on these trips. The last one was Italy. Croatia is next. That's sold out. And then to see these national parks, I've never seen the western part of the U.S. except for a little bit of California. And so I really want to see this. It's going to be a fun trip. All the information is at DougOster.com. And coming up next, I'm going to have a very cool surprise guest, a friend of mine, to talk about the craziest compost story. And speaking of compost, you know, once the frost hits full force, I have to cut down these huge banana trees. I grow hardy bananas, and I started with one, and now I got six or eight. And so you just use a pruning saw, and they're really easy to cut down. They're all filled with water. But, man, they really stacked up into the compost pile. But they'll degrade pretty quickly, and I'm already building compost on top of that. You should be composting. I hope you are.
All right, coming up on the other side of this commercial break, tell them what we're going to do, Doug.
The craziest compost story you've ever heard from our super surprise guest.
All right, coming up in just a couple of moments. Hey, when the weather turns bad, turn to KDK Radio Storm Center. We'll keep you up to date with traffic delays, school closures, and important weather information every time we activate the KDK Radio Storm Center, brought to you by Mr. Reuter. Call 412-ROOTER-2 and 100.1 FM and 1020 AM KDKA. He's back, and it's time now to welcome in our very special guest to The Organic Gardener. Here's your host, Doug Oster.
I met Randy McManus at a home and garden show years ago, and he told me this outrageous compost story. But before we get to that, let me tell you a little bit more about Randy. He is a steward for one of my Doug's Free Seed Shacks up in Armstrong County, and a great gardener. And good morning, Randy. How are you?
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Before we get to your compost story, how did you get into gardening?
Actually, it was pretty much just by accident. I just started out with a few plants around the house. And then when my children were small, I wanted to show them that the food didn't come from a grocery store, that it actually started someplace. So we would put a little garden in each year, and eventually it just has gotten a little bit bigger, and now I have raised beds so I don't have to be down on my hands and knees, and that's pretty much it.
And you're a garlic grower, obviously, since you came over to get that good Janoski's garlic yesterday.
Absolutely.
And last year, did you plant late? I don't remember. There was something with your garlic last year. Am I remembering this right?
Well, I usually do plant late. I'll be planting today, and I have, not last year, but the year before, I planted as late as January 8th.
That's right. So let's hear about the compost story. This is one of my favorite stories regarding compost.
Oh, sure thing. Well, you know, I had an old friend. His name was Ron Hubbard, and he was seriously into composting and gardening, and he had a composter that kind of looked like a little greenhouse, and he had all of his goodies, his kitchen scraps, bales of straw, shredded newspaper, and this big old thermometer. And he took the composter's temperature every day, and he added what he thought he needed to keep it going, and he made black gold about every 2 months. I mean, he had this thing chugging. I was over at his house one Friday night, and he took its temperature, and it was about a little over 160 degrees. And I said, holy crow, I think we could probably slow roast in that thing. And he agreed. And we sat around and just joked about it for a little bit. And we started talking about, well, what would we cook in it? So we decided, let's try a beef roast. So it was off to the store. And we found a small eye of round. And we picked that cut of meat just because that's what was available. We brought it back. We brined it overnight in a salt solution, and the next day we wrapped it up in plastic wrap and a lot of foil, and we buried it a third of the way into the composter because that's where he found the most heat. And we decided amongst ourselves we would just leave it in there for a whole day. No real scientific reason behind that. That's just what we picked at the time. And the next day, after exactly 24 hours, we pulled it out. And it was hot enough that you couldn't handle it with your hands for very long, so that was encouraging. We unwrapped it. We took its temperature, and it was almost 165 degrees. And it was some of the softest meat that we had ever eaten. And we really enjoyed it. Ron and I were the only ones that would eat it. My girlfriend and Ron's wife, they thought we were disgusting. And that was pretty much it. And
That's awesome.
There was no, when you think about it, this story goes back to September of 98, and that's about the same month that Google's introduced. So there was no research. This was just a couple of guys talking on their back porch. And now you can get online and you can Google it up, and there's all sorts of people that cook all sorts of things in their composter. But this was just a couple of old friends on the porch doing their thing.
And did you guys relate that story to each other year after year, laughing about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was always a a holiday type thing, or people that we never met before or something like that. And you kind of get the funny eyeball from most folks when you first tell the story, but there's pictures and witnesses.
Yeah, I do remember. How many years ago did you tell me the story? Do you remember? I think I was still with the Post-Gazette, right?
Well, I think it was with the Trib, because okay. It was at the home show when I told you the story. And so that might have been, 15 or 16 maybe.
Okay, yeah, so probably with the Trib. And then a year later I did the story when I saw you the second year there. I remember you telling me the story the first time, and I said, who told me that story? And then we saw each other the next year. And then, yes, I had pictures, and we did a story for the Trib. Now, with your garden now, are you composting now?
Oh, absolutely. I have about several different bins going. One of them's a mixture of things that come out of the house here. One of them is just the horse manure. And then I have one chugging right now that is just a bunch of leaves that I was able to get from the burrow that I was able to mulch up, and I just have them doing their own thing.
Yeah, you were telling me that story yesterday, how you were mulching them. Tell us how you get them to the right size.
Well, I live at the end of a dead-end street, so back in my alley I kind of have free rein, and I just dump them out on the street, and they were already partially mulched because they'd come from the burrow had cleaned them up. And I just keep running them over with my mulching mower and got them down to a nice fine size and have them in a bin.
So what was it that made you contact me to be a steward for one of my Doug's free seed checks?
Well, I just thought it was, it was a good-natured thing on your part that you're trying to give these free seeds away. And I thought there was an availability up towards where I live. I live right on the edge of... I'm in Westmoreland County, but I'm in Vandergrift, so I'm right at the edge of Armstrong, and I just thought it was a good opportunity to put one in up this way.
And before I let you go, what is your favorite thing to grow in the garden?
Probably the garlic and onions and things that don't need a lot of attention, because I garden, but once summer hits, I get pretty delinquent about it because I have an old car hobby and that kind of rules the summer, but I would have to say that's it.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for sharing that great compost story again. When he comes to the home show, we put him up on stage and have him tell that story. Randy, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Sure thing. Thank you.
You know, the only problem with being around people who like to compost, you always have to walk on eggshells.
That's not bad.
Thank you. That just came to me in a dream.
Would you eat a roast out of a compost pile?
Yes.
Oh, that was no thinking, huh? Just, yes.
I work for food. All right. David Ballarato getting ready to bring you the news at 7:30, and then we'll be back. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving.
We'll talk about that a little bit after the break. Plus, we want to talk to you about gardening.
Sure.
All of our lines are open. Call us 866-391-1020. All right, 10th caller right now wins a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's in Clinton at 412-922-1020. But we need you to call us now to talk about gardening with Doug, and that number is 866-391-1020. Before you talk about your Thanksgiving, yesterday was Small Business Saturday, and our sponsors are all about small business.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, there's still time to plant. We're going to talk a lot about planting here in this segment. Give me a call if you have some questions, because you might think it's too late, but it's not. There's lots of stuff that can be planted. And all these local nurseries have everything on sale. You get some great deals there. And, you know, especially when you're talking about bulbs, I love planting bulbs. In fact, I found a place that had them 30% off, but I told myself, you better get everything you have planted first before you do that. So get out there and check out our local sponsors. They have lots of good stuff still for you to plant.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. Had you know, my son and daughter-in-law and the two grandkids, and then three other friends came over. And, you know, it's quite a production. She's cooking all week, you know, getting the sides ready. And it's just, there's nothing better than Thanksgiving. That, you know, it wasn't until afterwards that I kind of started thinking about, you know, being thankful. But while you're at Thanksgiving, you're just like, yeah, I'll have more stuffing. Yes, more stuffing.
You know, it's ironic.
How was yours?
Yeah. I was here. It was nice. I got a chance to go home and eat a little rotisserie chicken from Coon's Market and hang out with some family. And it was good. But anyway, you know, what's really ironic, we used to eat like that every Sunday at my grandmother's.
Mm.
I mean, it was stuffing, mashed potatoes, pot roast, spaghetti. That was every Sunday. But I still appreciate Thanksgiving. But the best part about it is that it's not about buying something for someone.
Yeah.
That's why I love it. But the garden, a lot of your friends who do what they do, that's when they get to really reap the harvest. Stuff they've canned or planned, and they get a chance to kind of reflect on their garden.
I have one tomato left in the kitchen.
It?
Yeah, well, I mean, I pick them all off at the end of the season, put them in a bag with an apple, and that apple supposedly produces ethylene gas, which makes the tomatoes ripen. So I've been eating them slowly through this. Like I said, I just have one more, like, sauce tomato left sitting in that bag with the apple, and I haven't looked at it in a few days, but it was just blushing, so it'll be ready to go. And it's not like a vine-ripened tomato, but it's better than, you know, a hydroponic tomato or something like that.
All right. So if you have a compost story that was kind of interesting, you want to call in and talk about that, we'd love to hear from you. Anything in the way of gardening, maybe some of the things you're going to be enjoying all winter that have come from your garden, you can call us at 866-391-1020. Here is Dan Cleveland, compost story. Go ahead there. How are you?
Fantastic. How was your Thanksgiving, guys?
Everything was good.
Wonderful.
Great. So one of my neighbors had rotator cuff surgery last year, and then the other neighbor, she does not like to collect her leaves at the end of the year. So I take my riding lawnmower with a lawn sweep, and I pick up their leaves.
Hmm.
So you could say, I guess, I compost more than most.
Yeah. So then once you have the leaves, what do? Are you shredding them, or are you just stacking them up, or how are you composting them?
Yeah, what I do is I stack them up, and I actually get coffee grounds from Starbucks. So they make a cold brew, and they give you about a pound of grounds every time they make a cold brew. If it's a big weekend, then they'll actually make like 3 pounds of grounds. And then I just grab those and throw them on the pile and keep turning them and keep it wet, you know, and then next year I have great soil.
Are they happy to see you when you walk into Starbucks? Do they know who you are, that you're the coffee ground guy?
Oh, yeah. They call me their name. Yeah, they call me the ground guy. So.
So when did you start composting and why?
I started about 4 years ago, whenever we got our house. Funny enough, because I listened to you.
Wow, that's nice to hear.
You've really got me in the gardening bug.
And tell me a little bit about what you use the compost for.
So we've got an acre and a third, the back half acre or so. I've got a bunch of mature apple trees. I've got some pear trees, a couple pawpaws. I've since put in like blackberries and raspberries.
Wow.
You know, so I use them all over.
And have you harvested pawpaws yet, or are the trees still too young?
No, you know, I don't know if I just am doing something wrong. I get the flowers in the spring, but I think I'm going to have to hand pollinate them next year.
That's the problem, is the pollination. And, you know, this is a little strange, but, like, there's stories about, you know, Native Americans hanging dead squirrels in the tree, something to attract flies, because the flies are what pollinate it, not bees. And so if you can, that's when that flower blooms, if you take a sniff, it smells like rotting meat. And so that's what's supposed to attract the flies. And that's what's kind of hard about pawpaws, is that it can be, you never know if you're going to get fruit, you know. So as long as they're flowering, yeah, figure out some way to pollinate them. And then what is your favorite thing to grow?
Oh, boy, I've got greens growing great now. I've got some lettuce, some kale, some chard.
Jeez.
I've got some carrots. I'll tell you, Doug, you know, I've just watched your videos and listened to what you said, and I just keep doing what you're saying, and it just keeps growing.
Well, Dan, I sure appreciate that. I mean, I know we talk via the website and through emails here and there, and I had no idea you had that much going on. I thought you were a brand new gardener, but you're after it, buddy.
You know, I'll tell you, just these last couple of years, I've really gotten into it, you know, with like all your videos, and then I listen to your show every week, and my aunt always calls in too from Butler.
Well, Dan, I appreciate the call, and I'm just glad things are going so well for you, and I love the fact that you're composting all those leaves. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
So your fans are far and wide. That's pretty cool. All right, and by the way, if you don't have that Audacy app, you need to get it, AUDACY, download it to your phone, so no matter where you're at around the country, you can listen to Doug and everything here at KDKA. We do have some lines available if you want to jump in here, 866-391-1020. Speaking of tomatoes, next hour we're talking pasta. Have you ever had sauce without garlic?
What? They make sauce without garlic?
I actually think without garlic, it just wouldn't be spaghetti sauce.
No, definitely. I made some, what's called, my mother called it turkey tetrazzini. So I took the stuffing, some turkey, and then we had, like, you know, I got cloves and cloves of garlic, and I just cooked it down with the leftovers from what's in the turkey to try and get more of a turkey flavor in the stuffing. And then I threw in like 10 cloves just to let it slow cook, and then it just kind of melts away into the stuffing. So yeah, you got to have garlic, right?
Absolutely.
You got to eat it raw every day too. That's an important thing.
I don't know the last time you had a cold.
That's true. I've been lucky. Yeah. I've been very, very lucky, and I blame it all on garlic. Garlic is the key. The only thing is, every time I walk in the studio, you don't look too happy.
No, in fact, I haven't noticed that lately.
You got used to it. You know, it's like working. My dad worked in a gas station, and so he said, I don't smell the gas.
Speaking of gas stations, I mentioned that this morning. Why in Ohio was it Sohio, and in Pennsylvania it was Boron? Do you know why that was?
No idea, except I just know when every time I go back to Ohio, I get gas for about 50 cents less a gallon.
They got it going on in the Buckeye State. All right, we'll come back. We'd like to get your gardening questions in before the top of the hour, so call us 866-391-1020. All right, before we start talking pasta recipes with Frank Dantisi on the Coons Cooking Hour, we have one more segment with Doug. So if you have a garden question, give us a call, 866-391-1020. That gift-giving season is here, and there's plenty at our sponsors to pick up for those gardeners in the audience. Doug?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And when you're looking for poinsettias, you know, find a place. The best poinsettias are the ones that are grown on-site. And you can tell how healthy they are. The one thing that's kind of cool about going to Phipps is seeing all the new types of poinsettias. And there's one called Jador Pink out there that I really love. But there's a Prinsettia series that has like a pure white. Go out and take a look. See what's out there and make sure that you're getting a healthy plant. And I still have poinsettias from last year, you know, sitting on the windowsill. So you can keep them going. They don't need to go to the compost pile, but we are still working outside, believe it or not. This is tree planting time, shrub planting, bulb planting. You know, we've talked about it at length, garlic planting. But let's talk a little bit about shrubs, because again, you're going to get a deal on them right now. It's okay to plant them this late. As we talk all the time on the show, these temperatures are conducive to root growth, not top growth. And that's what we want this plant to do. And even though it's 30 degrees above ground, it's much warmer below ground. And, you know, just like you're planting a tree, you dig the hole twice as big as the root ball. And that's important. That's one of the first mistakes that people make is not digging a big enough hole. And then always also same with a tree, don't plant it too deep. You have to brush off the very bottom of the plant where it meets the soil and find that thing called a root flare. And that root flare needs to be above ground. Once you do that, you're setting yourself up for a lifetime with a plant that's going to be happy. And then always right plant for the right place, whether it's, you know how big it's going to get, because you know you're buying it in a little 1 gallon container, whatever it might be. Read on there how big it's going to get. You know, I've told this story 100 times, but when I worked with Brenda Waters at KDKA, she brought the plant tag in. She says, I put this little tree in a container. What do you think? And I said, the tree's going to get 30 foot tall, Brenda. And she goes like, oh, I'll just trim off the top. That's not how it works. Plants always try to reach their genetic height and width. And so when it says on that plant tag how big it's going to get, it doesn't just stop there either. It slows down at a certain point at maturity, but it continues to grow. And I've got a couple things that I love to grow that are a little bit off the beaten path. And that's what I enjoy growing the most. And the first thing is one that looks beautiful right now. It's called Heptacodium or Seven Sunflower. And it's a late bloomer, blooms with these white flowers, little white flowers in August, which fade to pink and then red. But the thing I love about this plant is, first off, it's tough as nails. Barely anybody grows it. There's one I've seen at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. But it's just an amazing plant. But right now it has this tan exfoliating bark. It's a beautiful winter plant. Another one that I love is called Beauty Berry, and it's a one-trick pony. It has these little edible purple berries, and I mean, they are super purple. Again, they've got a whole row of them right in the front by the barn at Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, and when they're blooming, end of the season, you know, August, it's stunning. Not blooming, but when the berries come out, the flowers are insignificant. And then the other one that I just love, which took a beating last winter, Caria with a K. It's gone out of favor. It used to be a really popular shrub, but it's a shade lover. It blooms in April. It has these about 1.5-inch orange-yellow flowers. Usually, it keeps its canes. It's kind of a weeping plant. It's a monster, at least 8 foot by 8 foot. But it usually keeps those weeping canes all winter. After that December, you know, I'm hoping these carias, they're all in different states of disrepair. But they will, hopefully, next spring, do their thing, come back and bloom. And it actually sends second blooms up in the summer, too. Another one that I found, actually, the first time I ever saw one is a place called Dawes Arboretum, which is between here and Columbus in a city called Newark. If you're driving to Columbus, stop at Dawes Arboretum. You'll see it right on the freeway. And it's called Bottle Brush Buckeye. And I've got a huge one in my garden. Again, I bought it this time of the year really cheap, and it was big, and stuck it in the ground. And it has these white flowers that look like a bottle brush. It's a great shrub. And again, these are all these plants are things that we don't have to worry about, that need nothing from the gardener. As long as you dig that hole right, don't plant it too deep, give it the room it needs. You know, that bottle brush buckeye is going to outlive me. You know, somebody's going to move into the house and say, what is this shrub? I've never seen this before. Same with the caria, same with the Heptacodium, seven sunflower. They're just cool, easy to grow, different plants. You know, so many times we are, you know, planting early on and we're just like glad something lives, then we want to grow something else. So next week, come see the Gardening Santa at Hahn Nursery from 11 to 3. Free pictures for families, kids, pets. Also giving away, Santa's giving away some very unique and rare tomato seeds from his personal collection. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
All right, great job, Doug. Stay with us. News at 8, David Balerato. Then we're cooking some pasta on the Coons Cooking Hour with Frank Dentisi on KDKA. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.